Nolte, Most Voters Reject Biden's Door-to-Door Vaccination Push. By John Nolte on July 14, 2021. His fraudulency. Joe Biden's scheme to have a government emissary knock on the doors of the unvaccinated faces rejection from 53% of voters. According to Rasmussen Reports, one of the few pollsters to exit the 2016 and 2020 elections with its credibility and good standing. Worse still for his fraudulency, only 37% approve of this outrageous privacy violation. In 2020, Biden apparently won more than 50% of the vote. And only 37% approve of his big idea to boost vaccination rates? That's some serious rejection right there. Ever since it introduced this door-to-door idea, the White House has been on defense trying to justify and sell it. But their only defense has been, "We're not sending federal agents to your doors, Trumpdards. Instead, these will be local leaders from your own communities." Well, I have two questions. How will locals in rural communities handle this kind of work without access to a copy machine to duplicate the forms and stuff? Why the fuck is the federal government revealing my vaccination status to my neighbors? The survey of 1,000 likely voters was conducted between July 11th to 12th, and the results are well outside the 3-point margin of error. By party, only 57% of Biden's own Democrats approve of his door-to-door plan, while 31% disapprove. Non-affiliated voters disapprove by a 56-33% margin. And to the surprise of no one, Republicans disapprove by a 74-20% margin. Biden is trying to make his idea sound benign. It's just neighbor helping neighbor. Knock knock. Hey, maybe you don't know how easy it is to get vaccinated and that it's free? Yeah, right. Who doesn't know that by now? Somewhere on a forgotten Pacific island sits a 102-year-old Japanese soldier who doesn't know the war's over but knows he can drop in at his local CVS for a free shot. This is not only naked intimidation on Biden's part and an invasion of privacy, it is also a surefire way to alert everyone watching to who the evil and selfish unvaccinated families are in the neighborhood, who the ignorant Trumptards are, who deserves to be given the side eye, and who to exclude and disdain. Does anyone doubt these lists of the unvaccinated will leak to a media that is already encouraging and endorsing violence against Trump supporters? How long before Antifa takes a road trip to your front door? How long before your kids are beaten up at school, and your whole family is herded into a solar-powered cattle car headed for Wokeschwitz? The most maddening thing about this is how unnecessary it is. Who cares if people choose not to get vaccinated? They're no serious threat to those of us who are vaccinated. And with survival rates, per the CDC, at 99.5% and up for those under 70, they're no real threat to themselves. This is only about one thing, a fascist government and fascist media that cannot stomach defiance. It's not a 100% vaccination rate they seek. It's not herd immunity they seek. No, what they seek is fealty and compliance. Well, fuck them.